overcoming life is a life that overcomes this world. Amen. Meaning the life you have can never be defeated by this, by anything that is in this world. You are undefeatable. That's why your life is described as an overcoming life. Meaning it overcomes circumstances and situations. If you are sick, you can overcome it. If you are poor, you can overcome it. The struggle in your life, you can overcome it. Amen? Yes. If you have rent issue, you can overcome it. You have financial issue, you can overcome it. Because you have an overcoming life. An overcoming life. And I want to just talk about how eternal life, which is the overcoming, the eternal life. Eternal life is part of the overcoming life. Eternal life was delivered to us, teaches us more about the life we obtain when we believe. The life that we obtain when we believe in Jesus Christ. It's called eternal life. When you believe in Jesus Christ, God gave you his life. If you want to understand more about that, you can listen to the previous messages where I explained that into details. So we have eternal life. It's not the same life as those who are not born again. But Jesus Christ is the first begotten from the dead. There are people who are begotten from the dead. And we are of that lineage. We came from that lineage. And those who are begotten from the dead, they are begotten of God. Meaning their life came from God. They have the same life as God. God is their father. Their spiritual father. Amen. Those who are not born again, God is not their spiritual father. God is their creator. God created them. They can call God the Father all the same in terms of being a ceremonial thing, a ceremonial status. Like all of us can say God is our Father because God created all of us. Okay? But God is not their spiritual father. If God stand here and they stand there, they're not the same. Spiritually, you see them different. But when you stand here and God stand here, you are the same. Bible says that he that is joined up with the Lord is one spirit with him. You and God is the same spirit. The Bible says God is a spirit. God is a spirit. And they that worship us worship in spirit and in truth. So if God is a spirit, if you are one with him, then you are the same spirit with him. So when God is here and we look at you and we look at God, you are the same. Actually, there's no difference between you and God. That's what the Rhapsody says, that you carry God fully. Amen? So we receive eternal life. So why do we say we have an overcoming life? It's because of some principles that is in this world, from principles that come to play when you become born again and when you're not born again. One is the fall of the devil. Evil came into this world when it started from Adam. But before Adam, evil was already in existence. Evil was already in existence before Adam. Okay? Evil pre-existed Adam. So Bible says when God created the heaven and earth, he separated evil, darkness. He said he pushed away. The term there, the Hebrew word used is called separated, push away. He separated darkness from the light. Because they be like, and darkness, this light separated the darkness. So there was no darkness in the world when God created, we created the world. There's no darkness. There was light everywhere. Do you understand? So darkness could not enter. Okay? But the devil could speak to Eve through the serpent. Okay? Okay? So now, the first thing that you have to understand is that I'm trying to teach you about why do you need eternal life, and why is it called the overcoming life? Don't sleep. If you are sleeping, you can go somewhere and shout at yourself, I don't sleep. But you can do it like this. I don't sleep. You do it many times, it will enter you. Your spirit will wake up. Your spirit is not able to take over your body. It means that most of your life, your body decides what you do, not your spirit. So when you want your spirit to listen, your body is not listening. So you need to retrain yourself. Retrain yourself. So I'm teaching a lot of principles. Today I'm teaching, okay? I'm teaching some principles. So the devil fell. Then when the devil fell, what does it mean? Meaning that God cast the devil out of his sight. So wherever the devil is, there is no light of God. So that place is called darkness. Darkness. So if the devil can go to any place, he will go and send darkness there, because he is in darkness. So he cannot give you light. Do you understand? God didn't create it. Just that when God is saying, God doesn't create darkness. If anybody didn't sin against God, there will not be any darkness. Do you understand? So if you find yourself with the devil, you also be in darkness. And when there's darkness, there's death. So two principles are shared: darkness and death. They're not the same. Death and darkness is not the same. But do you know something? The devil cannot die. Do you know that? He can't die. He can't die. So even though he was in darkness, there was death, it was not affecting him. In terms of his life, the life he had cannot be killed, cannot be destroyed. The devil's life cannot be destroyed. Do you understand that? He cannot be destroyed. God cannot remove him from the spiritual realm. When I say death, it means that, because let's when you want to understand something spiritually, you have to look at the mirror of it in this physical plane. What is death here? Death here is when your body ceases to function and your spirit checks out. So your spirit is still there, but it's still there, but it's no longer existing in this physical realm. It checks out of this physical realm into a supernatural realm, a spiritual realm. We will tell you that you are dead, but to God you are still alive. Okay, so the devil cannot die. It means that the realm of the spirit cannot kill him out of. We cannot cast him out of the realm of the spirit. He's only a spirit. He has a spiritual body. Do you understand? So you cannot kill him. Death cannot do anything to his body again. So even though he was in darkness, death was not affecting him. So people say the devil had the keys of death. Why? Because men fell in darkness when they listened to the devil, okay? And they lost, and God also cast them out. And they came to darkness. But they came to darkness while they were still in this world. In this physical plane. Do you understand? Do you know that this physical plane? It is not a spiritual plane anymore. So when this physical plane, this body can be killed. Do you get it? So death is a weakness to us, not to the devil. So I would say the devil had the power of death. He can cause dark. So when you're in darkness, he is in darkness. He can cause darkness to work in your house. By teaching you the ways of darkness, of death, sorry. Do you understand? Teaching you to eat wrong. Teaching you to involve yourself in wrong things. Okay? Introducing you into dark things. Then you are working against yourself. Like war, or to kill you. Rebellion against God. All kind of sexual immoralities, like the one they have in those days, it will corrupt you. So the power of darkness, the power of death, the Bible was talking about, the keys of death was that he had the ability to lure men to kill themselves. He could not only lure, he can possess them to kill themselves. He has such power. Do you understand? So now you can understand that there's one problem if you are also a person in this world, there's one problem. Death can take away, can destroy your body. And there's a possibility of darkness. Okay? Then Bible didn't only talk about the keys of death. It's talking about the keys of what? Hades. That's the keys of what? Hell. He said, I am who was dead and now is alive forevermore. And has the keys of what? Death and what? Hades. So different principles have been thrown here. That's the principle of what? That's Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. So the keys of Hades, what is the keys of Hades? Hades is just a place where all the devils are. It's also, sometimes you might think it's a geographical location. In the realm of the spirit, it is very, very interesting. Okay, it's very interesting. If you are part of the devil, okay, under the control of the devil, okay, you are spirits under the control of the devil. You are described to be under his kingdom. And his kingdom is called Hades. God did not create Hades. He created Hades himself. He controlled the devils and created a kingdom for himself. And we called it Hades. A hell. So the hell you think it is there, the hell is not the place the devil is suffering. That is a hell, hell is the kingdom of the devil. So the worldly perception of hell is the place the devil is suffering is wrong. It's a hell is a place the devil is Lord and God and rules over the souls of everyone that is in darkness, including who? Those who are dead, including fallen spirits, and including those who are not born again. Do you understand? So when you're going to get somebody born again, darkness is not the problem. Darkness does not force himself against you. Darkness came into the world. You choose to enter into darkness. You choose to walk in darkness. So I have light. I come to you. I share the light of the word of God to you. You get it? Eh? But and if you believe, you come out of darkness. But you come out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen? So darkness now becomes a place where there's no light and God can move you to light. But we that we are preaching the gospel, we are called as what? We describe as the people in the kingdom of what? Heaven. Do you get it? So we are taking the gospel to the person. It will not happen by chance. God has to organize us and send us with what is message. The same way the devil organizes people to protect his kingdom and the people he has manipulated, not to receive the gospel. Are you getting it? They cannot receive the gospel. The devil will stop them from receiving the gospel. He will block the gospel from coming to them. So that we call that's the power of Hades. Bible said that Jesus Christ said, I have built my church, and the gate of hell, the gate of Hades, shall not be able to resist you. What is destroying your life is not darkness. It is the devil who is causing you to stay in darkness. He will not allow you to leave. He will make you love foolishness. Love foolishness. You don't like, if you're in school, you don't like church. You like jams. Like jams. You go and dance in jams, do yourself somehow, dress some way. Then one day, you get sense, you want to come minister. They post it online. Look at this guy, I want to come minister. So when you have grown, you know that what you did was stupid. You were just playing around. You're just playing with your life. It's foolishness. But at that moment, you thought it was nice. Who made it to make you to feel like it was nice? It was the devil. It was the devil. He makes you to love foolish things. Then there's a degree of foolish things he can make you to love. Sometimes if you have Christians, family, and Christians around you, there's a degree of foolish things you will do. Those who have no light close to them, they can get really deep in foolishness. Do you understand? They get really deep. Go deep into even occultism. Go deep into even addictions and smoking and other acts. The only reason why your own is not so deep because somebody is beside you who knows and has a small light. The person you are flexing, that's why you are not going so far. If the person is, the devil is able to, when the witches want to deal with you, they want to remove those people. If you like fight with everybody that is good in your life, you will not remember, when you see yourself in the next 10 years, 5 years, you will not remember, you wonder, what did I do with my life? Let me tell you, the cost of prayer for you, cost of attending service and joining prayers, is not cheap. If you stop it for 5 years, where your life will be, you will be surprised. If you want to return again, it will take you a long time because it's very expensive. Okay? So understand, the kingdom of darkness, or you can call it the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of hell, kingdom of Hades, however you want to call it, is a group of supernatural beings comprising of fallen angels and also the sons of what? Angels, fallen angels. Meaning, there are people around you that are not normal human beings. That father was a demon. You didn't know? There are people like that. Some people marry some. You can marry a girl. Say, I'm marrying my mom or dad. I marry one woman who's not a human being. You didn't know. The father, the bloodline is corrupted. There's a reason why they say, like, go and check what's happening in the family before. Not everybody you marry. The bloodline is corrupted. They are great, 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 great grandfather was not a human being. And you are in love. Then when we don't see your Snapchat again, then I want to break. No, your face cannot take Snapchat again. That's redecorated. As someone else is why it's nice now. I'm telling you the truth. This world is full of evil. It's a fallen world. God will get rid of it. Do you understand? There's no way out but to get rid of it. God tried in Genesis chapter 6 when he tried to flood the world and get rid of all the fallen beings. Remember, I said the sons of men, sons of God came into the daughters of men and gave them to what? Mighty men, men of renown, men who were over 30 feet, men who eat human beings. They can eat 3 human beings and assume, you see, the human beings like one kebab. Because they were huge. So Goliath was a lesser one. Goliath, you see, is many thousands of years. So they were still, the blood was getting diluted. So some of them were not that huge. But the earlier one, they were like were over 30 feet tall. Master, they say they can wipe out a whole nation. Do you understand? It is not because they have supernatural, but they have energy. And they can eat human beings, if you have cows, they can finish 3 cows. That means that they were eating everything, and when everything got finished, what would they eat? Human beings. When God saw the wickedness of these beings, he said, my spirit could not, he could not bear it. So he wiped out all of them out. And he kept the righteous. They didn't stop it, they continued it again. They did it again. But the good thing about this is that when any angel does something like that, they are imprisoned totally. You see, you cannot kill any angel, but you can imprison an angel. That's why there's a keys of the bottomless pits. The bottomless pit is also a realm. There's a realm called the bottomless pit. If you are cast into the bottomless pit, you will not be able to do anything but fall for eternity. You can't do anything. You can't think about anything. You always think about yourself falling. It's a realm. Bottomless pit, and there are devils who are inside there now, right now, falling, and they continue to fall until they are released and put in the lake of fire. And the devil will put there for 1,000 years, and when he's there, he will regret all that he has done. But when he's released again, he will continue what he has done. So he never really regretted. That's why I'm saying that. It's a good advice. So then listen from it. When things are good for the person is treating you well. Wait for things to go wrong and see if he will treat you well too. Do you understand? And I have to test the spirit. This brother is coming to church because you are paying lorry fare, giving him food. Okay, test him one day. Don't give him any food. Don't pay lorry fare and see if he'll come. If he doesn't pick your call because you didn't give him last week, he didn't pick, he doesn't talk to you again. No, this spirit is a bottomless pit spirit. The day your money is finished, the day you don't see him again. Do you understand? So take your money and go and invest in another brother. Do you understand? Who is grateful? Because there's a grateful spirit who, no matter what, if you help him once, he will follow you forever. Do you understand? There are those you can help them 20,000 times. 21,000 times, you don't do it, they will leave you. Because they are like the devil. The bottomless pit spirit. As soon as the things get tough, no, away bars. On to the next helper. And watch, those people you are helping that your money is finished. Bible says that he told Egypt, don't help Israel. He told Israel, don't go and ask for help from Egypt. And but the Lord said to the prophet, if you go and help Israel, you that you are going to help Israel, and the one who is helped, all of you will fail. Do you understand? God can fight you when you are helping somebody God doesn't want you to help. You have to be careful. When you see those signs, withdraw yourself. Amen. I've explained to you some principles. What's the time? I've not even gotten to some parts. The time is far gone. It's not far gone, just a few minutes. I've said to you, Hades, right? Death. And a kingdom of what? Hades is the same as the kingdom of Satan. The kingdom of darkness. So Darkness is not controlled by the devil. It's just a state of being. Death is something that is existing. Because if you're in darkness, you will die. And the devil can use it against you. So now, the world is in darkness. The devil can do anything. So, see this world. Our money is... We have money, but we are still poor. We say we want peace. But what? We are still in war. The economy is there. But still, nothing is working. You understand? It's nothing is working. Ghana, nothing works. GPITU has increased. They say they have increased ultra price, but they say they should increase, but they are still increasing it. Nobody's doing anything about it. Nothing is working. You don't even understand it. You see, it's like this world, everything works opposite. Who did it? The devil did it. Darkness is in this world. There's no light in this world. Okay? That's why things are like that. So, Jesus had to come and create a new what? Realm that will exist on earth that is greater than darkness, death, and the kingdom of what? Hell. So those who have this new and this new realm, this we call them those ones, they have an overcoming life. They overcome darkness. They overcome what? Death. They overcome the kingdom of darkness. Okay? Okay? He said, I'm the light of the world. So the first time light was in the world. Lights in the world. He introduced truth. He introduced light. He introduced grace. Jesus did. Jesus did. He himself was light. And not only light, he himself was life. Can you imagine that? So, two principles here, light and life. Light and life. So, if when he came and he exchanged all that he had with you, that exchange, the New Testament, he gave his blood and he gave his flesh. He went into hell, descended into the deep. He went to hell. Where was hell? He went, when he became a sinner, he also was translated from light. He was in light. But when he was in light and he was light, but when the death, the sickness, you know, the disease and the sins of this world all was laid on him, he was translated to darkness immediately. He became a sinner immediately. Do you understand? Then he died. That's the only time he could die. Do you get it? He died. His body was able to die. Then he went to where? Into the realm of darkness. Then the devils came to carry him to their headquarters, thinking they can defeat him. But unfortunately, he was also the life. Do you get the difference? He had the life of God. So they came to carry somebody, and they didn't watch very well because they don't have lights. They can't see clearly. They just saw another spirit who's just a man. Okay? Okay? Because if you die on earth, you cannot go into the heavens. You remain in this spiritual plane that is not where God is. And the devils can come for your spirits to torture you. So they came for Jesus to torture him. But Jesus was not born of men. So his life was not from a man. He was born of God. So his life was gone. Therefore, he had the strength of God. So now, for the first time, the strength of God and the strength of angelic beings face each other. And Jesus defeated them. All powers, all principalities, he defeated all of them. Because his life was greater. Then the book of Job says something. In the book of Job, you learn something about God, that God knows all the secrets of darkness. He knows all the gates of darkness. He knows all the secret of... See, he knows the secret of the power of the devil, because he gave God, devil the power. He knows the devil's weaknesses. He knows his strength. He knows where you can come out. He knows how to come out of darkness. You cannot come out of darkness, but he knows how. He has those secrets. It is for him. It's for God. So he was telling them, was telling Job and his friends. Job was telling Job, do you know the secrets of the deep? Do you know the secrets of the deep? I want to get that scripture for you. Are you learning? If I finish, you will learn so much. You will know so much. And you will be confident so much about some things. Oh, I have an overcoming life. Amen. No, Jesus, Job, I want to get a scripture for you, but my internet is very slow. God told Job that, do you know the secret of the deep? The secrets of Hades. I know those things. I know them. So it's not surprised that Jesus could come out of hell. He said, he literally came out of hell. He said, he broke the gates of hell. When I say hell here, I'm talking about all the powers of darkness. He defeated all of them. Then broke the gates of darkness. And came out again. Into this world again. Can you imagine that? His body was restored. And his spirit entered. See, Bible said, the Holy Ghost came over his body. You understand? But in the spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead. How did he do it? Simple. By restoring the body of Jesus into working capacity. It could function again. If your body cannot function again, your spirit will leave. So his spirit, the body was fully functional now. The Holy Ghost came upon his body. Then, what happened? So it took 3 days to do that. Equip Jesus' body to be able to function without blood. Hallelujah. That's what happened. Then Jesus' spirit entered again to his body and he resurrected. He resurrected and went to heaven to offer his blood to God. And that was the blood that speaks for you today. That's the blood that speaks for you today. And so when that happened, the Bible says that you were in him now when that happened. You were in him now when that happened. So now, yeah, so have the gates of death been revealed to you? Or have you seen the doors of the shadow of death? This is in the book of Job. God was talking about this. And then has the gate of death of hell been revealed to you? He knew about these things. Because do you know that the devil could also come out of hell? Do you know? He could come. How did he speak to Eve? Only man was being tormented. Only man. Man is weak. A normal human being is weak spiritually. So when they die in torment, they are tormenting their spirits. And let me tell you, it is very dangerous that you die not born again. Because you see, when you die, you have feelings also. Your feelings don't vanish. Because Lazarus was testing in hell. Imagine being tested for eternity. Charlie, you see how, if you don't have been tested, do you know how it feels? It's very painful. And you don't get water forever. The devil could put water there, you drop the water there. You see the water, you can't drink it. It's teasing you. It makes you suffer. You were being tormented. Tormented, seriously. But Jesus went to hell because he has the life of God. He defeated the devils and he came out of hell. Okay? And now you are in him. So, if you believe in Jesus Christ, what happens? You now receive that exchange. Exchange. Supernaturally or spiritually, you die with him and resurrected with him. So therefore, the life that you resurrected with becomes the same life of God that God has. So then when God sees you, then you are my son. Do you understand? Because now you are in Christ, now you become his son as God is. Jesus was his son. Amen. Your body remains the same, but your spirit is a new spirit. It's the same spirit as God. You are transformed into being. That's why Edward said he became born again when the Holy Ghost came, when he became alive to God, every desire he had was gone. So now, because his spirit was awakened. When your spirit gets awakened like that, you receive what we call the wisdom of God. Your spirit can think like God, can reason like God. And immediately, some foolish things leave you. Immediately. I had the same experience. Most of you had the same experience. Okay? So you have the life of God. That's the first thing. Secondly, You are translated into light. Okay? Because you are a child of God, God can now give you his word. He said, unto you has been given to understand the mysteries of the kingdom. So now you have light, you have life. And how did you get the life and light? You got it through righteousness. Amen. When the blood was offered in heaven, it paid your price. It paid for your sins. So now, because you are righteous, you can now receive the life and now enter into God's presence. Amen. So the blood was the doorway. So there's anyone, no one can see the Father except through me. The blood was the doorway to now enter in and receive the life and enter into the light. Then you become the light. Then, since now you have the same life as God, okay? And you have the same life as God, and you are complete in Jesus, it's like a substitution. You're the doctor of substitution. You stand in the gap, you stand in the place of Jesus. Because Jesus defeated the devils, and Jesus obeyed the Lord. Because Jesus obeyed Jesus, obeyed God, God gave him a name that is above every name. And at the mention of his name, every knee shall bow in heaven, on earth, and in the earth. So Jesus has a name when he mentions everybody must listen to. Okay? Okay? Why? Because he's God. He's God. And he proved it by defeating the devil when he went to hell. As a sinner, he defeated the devil. The question is, how can the devil defeat someone who's a God? The devil's not a God. The devil's an angel. So, do you understand what I'm saying? It's not possible for him to defeat Jesus. And I don't know why he never thought about it. That's why I tell the devil, I don't know everything. It's not very smart. If they knew that was the case, they would not have killed him. They would not have killed him at all. It was a trap set by God. That tells that he is very confused, even though he thinks he knows. So now, his blood gave you access to the life. Because you are righteous now, you can possess the life. Amen? The life cannot be for someone who's not righteous. And because you have the life now, you can see the light. The devil cannot see the light, but you cannot see the light. And now you come into the light. There's no end there. Because now, also, you have the life of God. When the Holy Ghost sees you, he sees you like God. And now becomes one with you. Amen? Do you understand? Because the Holy Ghost is one with God. And now he comes on earth. So the Holy Ghost was in heaven, and now he saw that on earth, there are millions of God on earth. So Jesus was entered into heaven, and the Holy Ghost, good morning. He said, good morning. He said, I have brethren. Jesus why called Peter brothers. He said, now I call you brothers. No longer servants. He said, I have brothers and sisters on the earth. Go be with them. He said, when I go to the Father, I will send you another one like me. And the Holy Ghost could only come to us. Why did the Holy Ghost come upon them when they were not born again? He cannot be with them. He cannot be joined with them because they are not God. The Holy Ghost can only attach himself to a God. Why? See, it's not about righteousness. Can the Holy Ghost attach himself to an angel? No, they just move with their own power and their own authority. But only us is the Holy Ghost attaching us in full. Not because we are righteous, but because we have the life of God. So the Holy Ghost must come and do what? Testify of us that we are the sons of God. When we speak, the Holy Ghost will make it happen. When those children bow on their knees and pray to God, and because they are God, it happened. The disease led them. Do you understand? The sickness hurt them. God didn't come down. No, the Holy Ghost cured their parents. Cured the disease immediately because God has spoken. When you speak, it is God talking. See, the word of God is set up in my bones. Let me read some scriptures to you about who God is. Understand who God is. I did not even need to explain the keys of death so much. The Bible talks about the key of David. You know that? There are a lot of keys, but I think you understood that. So Joel chapter 11 verse 10. If he cut off and shut up or gather together, then who can hinder him? Do you understand that? If God cuts you off or cut anything off or shut anything up or gather together, he said no one can hinder him. This one, Job is describing God. Do you understand? Joel chapter 12 verse 14. Behold, he breaketh down and he cannot be built again. He shutteth up a man and there can be no opening. When God breaks it down, when God breaks that disease down, it cannot rise up again. He is God. This is the power of the Zoe life. You see, it's an attribute of his life. So you too, if you shut us up, do you understand? You break anything down, you uproot anything, it cannot grow again. If you plant anything, you gather anything, it will be gathered. If you plant anything, it will grow. God said, I sent forth my word, and it shall not return unto me void. For it shall accomplish for the task for which I sent it unto to do. And when he sends forth his word like that, he speaks, who performs the word? The Holy Ghost. He goes with the word and do everything the word has spoken. When the word speaks, it has no weight. It speaks and moves. The Holy Ghost is performing it. So when you became born again and you received life, you must receive the Holy Ghost. You must receive the Holy Ghost because you are God. You're just like you are a son of the living God. Therefore, you must have the Holy Ghost to testify of you. Otherwise, your words will not count for much. So now, these are the things you have. These are the power you have. That's why we say that you have the overcoming life. One, you have the light of life. Light of life. You have light. You have light. You have wisdom. You have knowledge. You know the way. You know what. No, you, see, if you're in a trouble, you have light in you to find the way. One in the word and one in your spirit. If you see that you want the solution, you'll get it. That's why you cannot be overcome. Do you understand? This trouble, there's a way to come out of it. Oh my goodness. Sometimes some trouble say, how can I come out of it? I preach in general, I'm overcoming life. Lord, do it and let me see. Sometimes in trouble, sometimes you don't need to do anything, you just need to be patient. Sometimes. Patient and believe who you are. Just and believe who you are. That you never lose. This thing, it will not come to last. It came to pass. Amen. Amen. Two, you have life. You have the Zoe life. Three, you have the name of Jesus. So no devil can defeat you. Do you understand? All you need to do is say, in the name of Jesus, devil, get out of my face. Get out of my family. Get out of my business. Get out of my life. Get out of in this thing, this, that. Get out of my brother. Get out of here. I cast you out. Get out now in the name of Jesus. That's all. When you speak, it happens. He said, at the mention of the name. He said, at the mention, not at the thinking. No, not at the thoughting. I'm thinking. It will be better. I'm dreaming fantasies. It will be better, Why is it all better? Oh God, why? No, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This business is moving forward. This business is starting. In the name of Jesus, my family is sticking together. In the name of Jesus, my family is prospering. In the name of Jesus, I have a job. And you have a job? I have this type of job. In the name of Jesus. You use the name of Jesus. Are you hearing me? That's why you cannot be defeated. And then last thing you have. I've said three things, right? You have light. You have life. Zoe life. Three, you have the name of Jesus. Now four, you have the Holy Ghost. You have the Holy Ghost. The strengthener. The one who came up on Psalm saying something defeated 1,000 men. When you're doing shaka, man, you think it's natural energy. It's not natural energy. If I try it and see, your bones will break. Sometimes we can hold the wall and shake the wall. The wall will shake. Say, hey, kabaka, tayara, Come pray for 6 hours, 12 hours. How can you do that? By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. If it lands on you, you feel it. Energy. Those who know how to respond to laying on of hands. When it lands on you, you stop being a human being. You start being, you only behave like a spirit. You know, you shut your depth. You see, let me tell you, when you are shutting your system off, it comes with a focus here. You focus in this side. And you press in. You are not looking outside, you are pressing in. See, God will talk to you, amen. You will feel something. None of you know how it works. That's it. See, nobody taught me. I found out. The same way everybody who has experienced it knows that's how it works. It's inside you. Energy from the rest of your spirits. The Holy Ghost is your counselor. He knows every information on earth. Can give you any information. When the Holy Ghost says, relax, man, be patient. Go and buy kebab and eat. When you are kind of worried, just go walk with you there. Suya man, give me 30. Oh, Jara, you know, add more. They are calling you plenty, so don't. Give me 30. Oh, now the person called me again, give me 40. Shut up. You refuse to be depressed. You refuse to worry. The Holy Ghost says, relax, it is done. Brother, Hezekiah was crying because the king of Assyria said, I will destroy this land. He took the letter to God. He put a ladder before the altar and did what? He prayed and lied down before God. We don't happy. You know what God did? God gave him a word. He didn't happy immediately. He took some time, but he started celebrating. He forgot about the war. Celebrate, my brother. Celebrate when the counsel of God comes to you. When the prophecy comes to you. So you have the Holy Ghost. You have counsel. You have knowledge. You have wisdom. It's in the spirit. It is a manifestation of the spirit. You can stir it up to manifest in your life. In that situation, you can manifest wisdom. Wisdom can answer. Wisdom is a defense, brother. That pressure on you. Wisdom is a defense also, not only money. Are you hearing me? He said money is a defense, but wisdom is a defense. But the excellence of wisdom is that it is what? It is perfect in every way. It has no soul. Money can add some trouble, but wisdom has no soul. It comes with peace and long life. And whatever solution it brings, it lasts forever. It's eternal, it's everlasting. Money solution can last for a short time. So don't always focus on that. Use wisdom in a situation. Just say, and say, oh, so this situation, there's a wisdom that can handle this. That's what I think. I said, this thing that is confusing you right now. There's some wisdom that can handle this thing. Imagine you think, I think like this. So, and I'm saying, Lord, where's that wisdom? You can set a time for your morning devotion. This is my routine. I wake up at 5. Start prayer at 5. I'm teaching you because see, after all this glory and power and everything, you need to structure your life for the glory to work. Amen. Are you hearing me? Because now you how do you initiate wisdom? How do you stir yourself? It is a process. What time will you have time to take to pull those wisdom, to pull those knowledge, to seek the counsel, to use the power? What time will you have? You have to make time for it. Otherwise, you'll never have time for it. I pray from 5 to 6. Then I take, maybe I have something to do and I have whatever. So 6:45, I do my Rhapsody. To 7:45, Rhapsody and Bible studies. Do you understand? So during that time, I can do everything which I need to do. Do you understand? So 2 hours, but there's a break between the first one. Do you understand? You must have something like that for yourself. And then you go to work, you come back. You have even another schedule for the evening. If you don't have schedule, you have routine. You will do anything you like. Not because you are not full of the Holy Ghost. That's because the thinking is getting too much. Okay? So you can forget yourself. You don't want to forget yourself, so you know that you have to go into what? You'll be praying at 5. So pray at 5 is okay. I have something to pray about. This issue, I want to bring it before God. and you now you bring it before God. When you pray about it, God will even speak to you when you are doing your studies. And then you do this thing you are learning, it can help you. But when you can even actually take time and say, Lord, I want you to do something about this. Your answers are your devotions. Amen. And your answers are there. As benefits. Let's thank the Lord. Let's shake it and your answers are your devotion. They are right there in your devotion. You get your answers there. You get your answers there. You get your answers there. Your moment of prayer, you get your answers there. So, brother, I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, what I've just taught you right now, that lets you know that these four things you possess gives you the overcoming life. Amen. I have lights. I have lights. I cannot be confused. I know what I need to know. I have the life of God in me. I cannot be sick. I have the life of God in me. I cannot be broke. I have the life of God in me. I cannot be confused. I have the authority to use the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, I'm a success. I'm a victor. In Jesus' name. No devil can stand against me in my finances, in my business, in my career, in my education, in my family, in my life. I cut every evil devil out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming to my life. Thank you for your counsel, for your guidance, for your strengthening. Thank you for your advocacy. Thank you for your standby when every other option is gone. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for being my wisdom. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for being my knowledge. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for giving me understanding. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for granting me the reverence of God. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for making me a success forever. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for making me so rich. I bless you, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Amen! Hallelujah! Oh, remember this every day. Remember it, oh, brothers, remember it. Yes.
Thank you.